Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's on Packer Avenue in South Philly. Tonight, the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 with Jordan, myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese and Hugh Douglas and their player guest this week, Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow.
Yeah, kicker out of Fresno.
Yeah.
He thinks so.
Yeah, he thinks he's a player in more ways than one.
He's pretty convinced in the old kicking category.
The Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, gather around.
Yep.
Yep, everyone at the NovaCare around one old little radio.
But they're not there. Yep. They're all, they all flew away.
They left.
I'm sure they're on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, free Odyssey app.
They're trying to make sure that they're getting game balls. I'm not going to do what, like Mike McDaniel gave maybe the least inspiring post-game speech I've ever seen in my life. And he's like, everyone gets a game ball. Come on, Mike.
Well, he knows his time there is short.
Clock's ticking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. So
there's a little capri pants.
My five game balls. Number five, if there's going to be one show on this station that is going to respect Kevin Petullo, it's going to be this show.
Absolutely.
Another game ball for Kevin Petullo.
Two in a row.
Six offensive linemen. The so innovative.
Yep.
You know?
He made it up.
He's creating plays out of thin air.
Yep.
You know, it's good to see. He's calling the good plays now.
Yes.
Unlike early in the season when he's only calling the bad plays.
I'm glad we got past. We have to ask Hugh about that. You should ask Hugh about that during the players' lounge, whether Jalen called the plays yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, because Hugh was Jalen's calling the plays.
Yeah. Well, he was the one that recklessly speculated that was what was happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole halftime thing. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't happen. The fourth game ball, I'm giving it to Tank Bigsby because it was 24-13 when he had the 29-yard run on 2nd and 26.
Ah.
Had that play gone another way, I'm not saying the Giants would have won the game, but it doesn't turn into a laugher.
There were a couple moments in that game where if something went a different way, you could wonder what would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
If the tush-push fumble becomes a fumble, who knows what happens, you know? I don't know. I think we ultimately win the game, but games are weird that way. You know, momentum swings that way. That Bigsby run was huge. It also looked like he was running wherever he wanted to run.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't. I don't think he was running where he's supposed to run.
Again,
I think he was freestyling a little bit out there.
An absolute waste of time as a returner. But as
one of the worst I've ever seen as a return.
As a change of pace second back?
Yeah.
Not bad?
He dropped every kickoff. He tried to return. Yeah. And they had the worst starting field position in the NFL.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it could have been worse.
We literally had to get him out of there from returning kicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And put the other running back who was already on the team doing it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And he is much better than Will Shipley.
As a running back?
Pure running back. Pure running back.
He was the lead back in Jacksonville for a couple of those years.
He was
like him and ETN, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, the third game ball I'm giving to Jalix Hunt. Oh, 58's back in the in the game.
Yeah.
Nine pressures yesterday.
Nine in one game?
Nine pressures and a sack. And it could have been a second sack. But he tackled Dart at the line.
Nine pressures.
That feels impossible.
This is what PFF said.
Now, nine pressures?
Now there's some different
game.
Yeah, did he say something nasty to Jackson Dart? They call it a pressure?
That put heat on the quarterback.
Nine in one game?
If it was nine, if it wasn't nine, it was at least seven.
Abdul Carter, I think, has 31 for the whole season.
Listen, I'm telling you.
He beat Lane pretty bad yesterday.
What's that? Abdul, oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. He got the holding call.
Oh, right.
That called back a big play.
It did. It did. But with Nolan Smith coming back, now with BG there, Uche's playing all right.
Like, could be something.
Uche.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Uche.
Uche, what is it, Uche?
It's Uche.
Uche?
It is.
I thought it was Uche, too.
Look.
What about Bobby Boucher?
Bobby Boucher is it's Boucher. Uche. Is a different. It's Boucher.
Okay.
But this is U-C-H-E, right? That's how you spell his name?
Yeah,
it's Uche.
Is it U-C-H-I-E?
I don't think so.
That would be Uche.
Uche, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. The second game ball I'm giving to Jalen, of course. Another win. Added to the elite resume. Yep.
That's right.
That's what he does.
That's right.
No, but in all seriousness.
No.
He had a great game.
Four touchdowns. Now, again, the Dotson pass was severely underthrown, but every other throw was good. Like, again, he played perfect game manager football yesterday.
He was better than a game manager yesterday.
He was pretty close to a game manager yesterday.
He was better than a game manager yesterday.
I actually don't think so.
Like, I actually do.
Well, in what sense?
Well, a couple of the runs were important and good.
Yeah, that's game manager-y. I'm talking about mostly in the passing game.
No, look.
He made some good runs.
If we say that the blueprint for this is the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, that was the kind of game he had yesterday.
Yep.
He had one of those games.
Keep him right, Spike. Keep him right.
15 of 20 for, 178 yards and four touchdowns. Come on, man.
Yeah. They weren't, challenging.
Dude, that's – I got to keep it real. I know eye test is eye test.
I think he was great yesterday.
But that's not what you said, game manager.
You look at
Josh Allen's numbers. That a lot of times they look like Jalen's numbers yesterday.
40-9. But, yeah. But Josh Allen will make some wow plays. Jalen doesn't make wow plays.
He made a couple wow plays
yesterday. Wow plays yesterday.
Full of them. Anyway. Second game ball.
You are deep in hater land. You are very deep.
I'm generational.
You can't get out of there.
I can't. I'm fighting my way out.
We have the bye week here. We might have to have a... Like a, what's it called?
An intervention day
for Jack.
One too.
Yeah. You need to get past this part.
I would love to enjoy the team.
You need to be able to say he played good when he played good.
But you
hate giving him the game ball. And
of course.
You're saying he was a game manager yesterday.
Yeah.
He
managed his way through the game very well. And efficient football. I appreciate it. It's good football. Simple as that. But the number one game ball, listen, again, two touchdowns. 110-plus yards, 125-plus yards, 150-plus yards. The Saquon ladder finally hit in week 8.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley, number one game ball, and helping my FanDuel account.
There you go.
No offensive line.
Nah.
They had 200-yard rushers back there.
Boring.
Okay. I think
what's wrong with him,
all credit to Saquon. If they had Tank Bigsby going for 100 yards, too, yesterday.
It's got to be the line.
I think it's got to be the line.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I agree. I mean, you put both backs on there.
Yeah.
I mean, the line has been under scrutiny all year.
Yeah, I thought we were.
I give them credit.
I thought we were an in-the-trenches type show.
We are a trench show. We only talked to offensive linemen.
Yes.
Mostly.
Exactly.
But I wanted to make sure the Tank Bigsby second and 26 is properly acknowledged.
Respected. Fair enough.
Yes.
All right.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Steven Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good to be able to talk to you today. How you doing?
Steve, you have the clearest phone I've ever heard. Is this a landline?
Nah, it's not a landline. I did take it off speaker for you, though.
Man, you could be a regular caller with a line like this, no matter what you say. It's the clearest line I heard all day. I love it. You know, as a radio host behind the curtain, clear line.
Excellent. All right. Well, good to hear.
Yep.
I want to talk about both Bryce and the Birds. I guess I'll start with Bryce. I came on the station a few months ago. And you look at Bryce is exactly how they put it. He's a great player, but his best season was over 10 years ago. I can't believe, honestly, that he's pushing for this extension thing. I mean, if he wants to make more money, he should learn how to act and go star in a movie or something. Because in 5 years, he's not going to be that great face of the franchise baseball player. And I love the guy, and he's definitely elevated baseball in the city. But the fact that he's asking for an extension is really annoying, honestly. And, you know, the GM handling it that way, kind of going public about it, maybe not the greatest move, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes, how much pressure they're really putting on the organization for him to get that extension.
Yeah, right. No,
and they caved.
They caved.
They caved to the pressure from Bryson and Scott
yes.
Boras behind the scenes.
Yes.
Because they made this public.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, they made this public. Like, you could have handled this behind the scenes. And by making it public in a city like Philadelphia, they are smart enough to know that Bryce isn't going to come out of this looking good. So you basically put him out there to be criticized. Because everybody's going to assume this is about money. Now he's the greedy athlete that wants more money. You haven't won a World Series. It's coming off a loss. Like, the Phillies put him out there with this, meaning Dave Dombrowski,
yeah.
by doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to assume, not excusing it, you would have to assume this conversation's been going on for 2 years now.
I would imagine,
yeah. Because when I got here a year and a half ago, and that's right when it happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Me and Ike were trying to give him the contract extension.
We've been trying to give it to him for 2 years.
Yeah, you get now. Yeah,
the negotiators over here.
Yeah, when we talk to Bryce in spring training, if he doesn't get traded to the Yankees.
Or Giants.
Yeah, you guys can say to him, we want to give you the extension.
I'd give you the money, Bryce.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my money.
And like I told you guys before the show, I'll check in after the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. My thinking,
he's not
going to
say anything.
You're not going to be there when I come in wearing Mets gear, my rivalry pack?
Nope. Would rather die.
I want to wear the Mets stuff and see if he asks me. That's what I want.
Ask you what?
I would do it.
Why are you wearing Mets
stuff? Why are you wearing Mets
gear? And I'll say it's my rivalry pack.
Yep.
I need a photo of all four of us and you in the rivalry pack. And him being like,
no, I'm not going to handle that.
No,
so, yeah.
no.
Dude,
I'm probably going to make it worse.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Can you imagine? I promise, Steve, you'll be
we'll
able to make
it. We'll get back to your career phone
in
1 second.
I'm riffing here.
You have a great phone.
Yeah, it's a great phone. You can stay on for the rest of the show if you want. Can you imagine? We sit down, spring training, and we have our mic, and I put my Mets mic flag on the mic, and Brazier says, hey, why are you doing that? And I say, it's my rivalry pack.
Yep.
Dude, he will throw himself on the equipment and the table to get me to stop doing it.
I forgot, you mentioned Brazier. He'll have a heart attack during that time,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll be stressing.
Yeah, he'll definitely stress.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. And I guess I was just thinking, like, if they did keep it behind the scenes, and I have a fun Eagles question for you real quick after this. If they did keep it behind the scenes, what is Boras really going to do? I mean, I don't see Bryce asking for a trade in like what's pretty much the twilight of his career in a town that he, you know, he's wearing the Fanatic armband and he's doing everything for Phillies. Like, I just could never see him requesting a trade unless we cause some kind of rift.
Yeah, so what he could do is, and he can't say he's doing this, but they have to deal with him on other players. And like an agent like Scott Boras has a lot of pull as to what happens where, and you want to be. I'm not saying that Scott Boras would say I'm not going to let my players sign there, because that would be a disservice to the players and a disservice to Bryce. But the whole thing they're trying to manage here
is
he represents a lot of guys, you know. So, but yes, I agree with you. at the end of the day, the mess up for Dombrowski here was, yeah, go ahead, publicly say that you want to trade or you want an extension. It's not going to work out well for you. And he didn't. Ike, your point was right. He broke. You know, and I almost wonder if Boris smiled when he did it because he said, you just gave me ammo to go right at you. What is your Eagles question, Steve?
So I like that you guys don't want to re-rank the quarterbacks until the end of the year because, like, even as a Jalen guy, I cannot stand, like, both sides of the spectrum of people coming in here saying he's number one and everything and other people saying he's not even top 10. Like, I really like the idea of kind of kicking it down the road and evaluating it then. But I do have this question for you. If he got to the, you know, like, it's a lot of ifs coming your way, but let's say season goes excellent again. He plays great in the playoffs. And he outplays and wins against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. They, you know, what? Wins the Super Bowl.
How's he going to do that?
They're
going to trade him.
Would he be the best quarterback in the league if he did that?
I don't know.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing that he could do that would make them believe he's the best quarterback in football.
No.
It would be tough. Yeah.
Besides, like, grow 4 inches and have a rocket in his
head. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Easy.
Whoa. Thank you for the call, Steve. Whoa, hold on there, Jack.
Yep.
You relax over there.
I'm trying.
Oh, my God.
We're drooling over Devontae's picture.
Yeah.
What was not?
Yeah.
Nobody was drooling.
Mm.
Why are you?
You were eager to bring it up.
I was actually talking to him.
Oh, okay. He was drooling.
That's not true. I drooled over JT's Cavs.
Okay. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, I guess this one. What would your reaction be if the Phillies gave Bryce Harper a contract extension this offseason? Happy or mad?
How about those two options?
Jack's cooking today after having a bad Twitter question week last week.
I had you're such a...
You forgot.
I almost forgot
Monday.
Today.
Monday.
I almost forgot today again.
I would imagine most people would not be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But slightly. Let's go 58% say they'd be mad.
63% say they'd be mad.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised at that.
Do you think it would be more or less?
I thought it would be 50-50.
No. Like, the last thing people want to hear about is a guy making $330 million wanting a contract.
Yeah, that's why I said in this town, that's never going to fly.
No.
215-592-9494.
Who you got?
Emily the teacher. You're on WIP.
Oh, with two E's.
Emily the teacher? I've never heard of her.
Emily. Yeah.
Listen, I'll say one thing. So I don't spell my name wrong. I was thinking about recalling my dad in with this call, but I won't.
Well, you do. It's okay, though.
My dad's name is Lee, L-E-E. So okay. I am L-E-E.
Okay.
Other people might spell their name wrong when they spell it with L-E-E, but I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
So good afternoon, fellas. Listen, I'm all for the Fritz intervention. He is so quick to give Drake May his flowers.
Yeah.
And won't even give a game ball to Jalen after he throws four touchdowns and has a 144 passer rating. You noticed that, Ike. Like, you
noticed
that?
He had my second game ball.
He begrudgingly gave him one.
You know what I'm saying? He probably has a bromance with Burroughs, too, doesn't he?
Oh, for sure.
He does.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Who doesn't? Ike does, too.
Drake May.
Yeah, if we're
Drake
being
May.
Fair.
And year Drake two, May, baby. Yes. Seven straight games with 200 passing yards and over 100 quarterback rating.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that's a quarterback.
You want to put him on a – whatever. Okay, man. go to New England. Yo.
Okay.
Never mind. That's right.
Yeah, with AJ.
Listen, one more thing. Don't sleep on Jahan Dawson, bro. I'm a Penn State fan before I'm an Eagles fan. So I've been watching Saquon and him for...
Emily, he had one target.
Target and also one catch.
Yeah.
But listen,
did your Tom Brady say
they
like him because he doesn't complain about targets?
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I'm saying
so Tom Brady on the broadcast...
On
real quick. Sorry, Emily. Tom Brady on the broadcast said that they like Jahan Dawson because he doesn't complain about targets.
Who said they like Jahan Dawson?
The Eagles. Tom Brady said the Eagles like Jahan Dawson because he...
Doesn't complain about targets.
Yeah.
You know somebody said that to Tom Brady, too. He didn't make that up.
Oh, no. Yeah, somebody said it.
Raiders owner Tom Brady.
any wide receiver three with AJ and Devontae on the squad wouldn't get as many targets. But if AJ keeps missing and he has to keep showing up, he will. I've been watching him at Penn State for a minute. anyway, so happy.
He was wide receiver two yesterday.
He caught a touchdown.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So with AJ, he's three.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
One plus two and then three.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh, I love it.
We don't need this out of you.
Let's talk down to Spike.
We don't need this out of you.
And first off, he's actually four if you want to put Goddard in there.
That's a good point.
215.
Spike and Ike, last thing. I don't know how I'm going to break this to Fritz, well, and you guys too, but I was / am cheering for DeCamera and their little whip cup, John.
Oh. What?
I'm not sure how I'm going to. I don't know how I'm going to break that to him.
Emily, no. Do you not like me? I feel like
it seems like there's something
attack
there.
On you. It ain't a lot on you.
I don't like you for the I don't like you only for the content, but I just love a good underdog win, man. I can't help it. I have the Bengals in a bet to make the playoffs, and I was rooting for the Jets yesterday.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
You're saying DeCamera's an
underdog? Oh, well, he is an underdog.
He may be an underdog in this competition, but he's not an underdog in the – look, Emily,
no, I'm talking about the composition, bro.
I know, bro, but I'm thinking in the structure of the radio station.
He's my second-grade teacher.
No.
Joe DeCamera. No. You're going to listen to me, Emily. Joe DeCamera is the host of the morning show who decided to start a fight with the guy with his name.
Just say it.
Well, the third guy on the afternoon show.
The lowly producer.
That's not what I said. You're a host, too. You don't even put producer in your bio.
I'm feeding my kids water sandwiches.
Yeah. Emily, if you're going to be a foxhole guy, you're going to have
gal. Foxhole gal.
Everybody's a foxhole guy.
Okay.
If you're going to be a foxhole guy, you got to take Fritz's side on this. You got to think about it.
I'm not saying that the camera is better than an underdog in general life. I'm saying in a sports competition. And I like a good underdog win in a sports competition. Everybody roots for the 12 seed or the whatever seed in the NCAA tournament. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
Okay. When the Eagles are favorite, do you cheer for the other team just because they're the underdog?
Not when it's my team's playing.
That's my point. You're on our team.
I got you there. I just want you to think about it. So I don't have a designated team then. I play both sides, you know, just like
All right. You are
all right.
Change the tone of her voice.
Yeah. You stop it right now. All right.
And that's my time. Bye, guys.
All right. There she is. Wow.
Dude.
A lot going on with Emily.
What a rising star.
Yep. Two E's.
Two E's.
E-M-I-L-E-E. I've never seen Emily spelled that way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, and I'm definitely right.
Yeah, we know
it. Yeah. I know what I've seen.
Dude, she talked down to you for 1 second, okay? I was talked down to the entire phone call.
Well.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not used to people not liking me.
She likes you, obviously.
Yeah, but like.
She likes you.
Yeah, she's having, you know, she's like, maybe she likes you even more.
Yeah,
I think she thinks
she's poking.
I think she thinks I'm dumb.
Well. You've given her plenty of reason. She can spot them from a mile away. I'm sure she gets students.
Why'd you look like that when you said that?
He gave the dumb face.
I think she thinks I'm dumb.
Do it again. What you mean?
Right.
Jack's giving the what you mean face. What you mean?
Dude.
What you mean I'm dumb?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I can't. I don't know how she got that idea.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. A lot of... filling out in here, not only for the Jordan Mailata show, but there's a Sixers game across the way. The 2-0 Sixers.
Do I smell throwaway NBA?
Oh, might be coming up. Might have to talk about our guys.
I don't know, Jim.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. I know. He's going to do
it. My favorite thing.
Yep.
It's all I contribute on Mondays. It's just, I don't know, Jim.
Jordan Mailata show coming up at 6, Players Lounge at 7. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Nate Shurtacamera,
and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.